فرمانده سلام از این نسل غیور جامانده سلام فرمانده سید علی دهیه نبدی هاشو فراخانده سلام فرمانده.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. سلام علیکم children. Do you remember how the Iranian people were all protesting? Finally, by the will of Allah, their struggles had paid off. The cowardly Shah had gotten so scared that he had run away from Iran. And now, something even more special was just about to happen. Can you guess what? Well, Sayyid Ali's young friend Sparrow knew all about it, of course. This was his work, spreading news about Imam Khomeini in secret. One dark and quiet night, Sparrow stood in the street holding a can of spray paint in his hands. You see, him and his friends would write things on the walls in support of Imam Khomeini and against the Shah. He waited for his friends in the alley. They always had to be very careful not to let the Shah's men see them. That night, the cold winter air was so chilly. Soon, they slipped in beside him. His friend took his frozen hand and squeezed it.
I haven't seen our sparrow so happy in a long time. Your teeth are lighting up the street for us,
Sparrow chuckled.
I can't help it. I have some amazing news to share.
More amazing than the Shah running away?
Sparrow's smile widened and he nodded excitedly. He shook the can of paint and began to spray on the old wall. His friends watched curiously. The loops of paint spelt out the words neatly. Imam Khomeini is coming back. They stared at each other in surprise.
Are you sure, Sparrow? Is he really coming back?
Sparrow laughed softly.
Yes, he really is. I heard it from Sayyid Ali.
The boys hugged each other in excitement. Finally, the cold and harsh winter suddenly felt like spring.
Alhamdulillah! Alhamdulillah!
They all said together.
But where is Sayyid Ali?
He's gone to Tehran, Imam Khomeini's orders.
In Tehran, some of the top scholars and students of Imam Khomeini met to discuss. They were deciding what tasks each of them would take up after Imam Khomeini arrived. The discussion got a little heated. One person said, I will take up this position. Another said, no, I will be in charge of this. But I want to do this. Sayyid Ali spoke up suddenly.
I want to be in charge of serving tea to Imam Khomeini.
Everyone turned to look at him in amazement. Then they laughed. Sayyid Ali smiled cheerfully.
Trust me, I love tea. And I'm actually good at making it. I promise it won't be bitter. I'm happy to serve Imam Khomeini and the Islamic Revolution in any and every way that I can.
Hearing his humble words, everyone else understood. There was no need to debate. Everyone just needed to take up what they knew how to do best. And finally, the day everyone had been waiting for arrived. Millions of people had gathered at the airport in Tehran. From all parts of Iran, they were so excited. They had traveled through rain and snow. Some people had even pitched tents and camped out there for days to get a good spot. Sayyid Ali and Sparrow looked with awe at the millions of people waiting at the airport. A little girl looked up at a dot in the sky. She began jumping up and down.
There it is, Mama! There's the plane!
You've been excited at every bird you've seen the last 2 days,
her brother chuckled.
No, this time I'm sure,
she said earnestly.
Look, Baba!
Her Baba put his fingers on his lips.
Shh! Listen! I think I hear a plane for real!
They all looked up at the sky, shading their eyes from the bright morning sun. Yes, there it was, the beautiful plane carrying their beloved leader. The people raised their clenched fists. Tears flowed from their eyes.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, thank you Allah.
Imam Khomeini had returned to Iran, to his home, to his people. Allah had protected him. Inside the terminal, Sayyid Ali was feeling so many feelings at the same time. His eyes filled with tears and he smiled with joy and happiness. But his heart was pounding with worry too. His mind filled with questions.
What's going to happen now? Is this a dream? Is our leader truly here? Will he be safe?
Just then, the airplane landed. And the door of the airplane opened. Imam Khomeini came down the steps gracefully. The pilot proudly held his hand. Beautiful peace covered everyone like a warm blanket on that chilly morning. Sayyid Ali's shoulders relaxed.
Alhamdulillah,
he whispered. The crowd erupted again at the sight of Imam Khomeini.
Allah, 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 Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar.
Everyone looked at Imam Khomeini. He stood calmly like a mountain of strength. He didn't look tired or worried at all.
You'd never imagine they were trying to shoot down his plane,
a man whispered to his friend, sighing in awe. Sayyid Ali wiped the tears from his face and clenched his fist tightly. They would continue to work hard till the real victory. The Shah had run away, but his people were still leading the country. Imam Khomeini came out of the airport and into the arms of his beloved people. They covered him with love and flowers. The driver didn't even need to drive. People carried his car in their arms. They went to Behesht-e Zahra, the beautiful graveyard where so many shuhada were buried. Little children sang a beautiful song to welcome him. He gave a powerful speech.
Praise be to Allah. My dear people, with your help, we will choose leaders who fear Allah and follow the teachings of the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt.
The people chanted,
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar!
The next few days were very busy. Sayyid Ali continued working tirelessly, making plans, giving lectures. He stayed close to Imam Khomeini. He wanted to make sure Imam Khomeini was safe and had everything he needed. Sayyid Ali saw flocks of people coming to meet Imam Khomeini. Men and women, young and old, scholars, businessmen, workers. Every group came to say, "We are with you." The Shah's men were losing everything. Nobody wanted them anymore. And everybody wanted Imam Khomeini. The people surrounded the area Imam Khomeini was in, day and night. There was no way anyone could harm their beloved Imam, not on their watch. 10 days passed. That night, the Shah's men threatened the people.
Stay at home, or you will be in trouble. No more protests.
But Imam Khomeini commanded,
don't listen to the Shah's men. This is your land. Come out on the streets. Drive out the enemy with the sound of Allahu Akbar.
The people flooded the streets. The Shah's men couldn't do a thing. The power of the people and the help of Allah shone bright on that dark, chilly night.
The chants of Allahu Akbar echoed through the whole country. The next morning, Sayyid Ali was driving back from a meeting. He looked up at the clear blue sky. He thought of all the hardship and struggle the people had gone through. The radio had been playing in the background, but suddenly it cut off. Sayyid Ali frowned. He moved the dial this way and that. But still, nothing.
What is going on?
He wondered. Until...
Attention, attention! Bismillah! This is the sound of the Islamic Revolution!
The words echoed in his ears. This is the sound of the Islamic Revolution? He stopped the car and leaned against the steering wheel. His throat choked up and tears rolled down his cheeks. He got out of the car and fell into sajda, right there on the street.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you, O Allah. Thank you for this great blessing of yours. We can never thank you enough for this.
He whispered. Well, that's all for today, children. But before our next story, I want you to think about this. Sayyid Ali fell into sajda on the street when he heard the good news. When something good happens to you, do you remember to thank Allah? A sajda of shukr is a beautiful thing to do when you remember Allah's blessings.
تمام روز دار من شهید تشنه لب تمام روز دار